Dear viewers, what kind of friends should we have? What qualities should they have? The Proof of Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala explains how it is important to know of praiseworthy traits to look for in people before spending time with them. He says to only make friends with those who have these five qualities. Number one, intelligence. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala said, there is no benefit in sitting with the foolish, no matter how long one remains in their company. It only results in distress and separation. It is necessary to be in the company of the intelligent, because even if a fool intends to help you, he will unknowingly cause harm. It is said, being distant from the foolish is a means of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, good manners. It is important to look for people with good manners. No matter how intelligent someone is, if he becomes angry, miserly, or cowardly, he will follow his desires and potentially lose his good conduct. Sometimes he may trend on a path towards destruction and take his friends with him. Number three, does not sin openly. The third quality of a good friend is that he is not a fasiq. He is not persistent upon sins and does not sin publicly. The Quran states, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And do not obey the one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and he followed his desire, and his matter has exceeded the limit. The Quran also states, فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّا تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Therefore, turn your face away from the one who has turned away from our remembrance, and he has desired not but the worldly life. Always avoid being around open sinners, as those who are used to sin can drag you down a dark path. Number four, not misguided. The fourth quality of a good friend means he must not be misguided. He must not deny anything from the core beliefs of the Ahl Sunnah. Being around the misguided can weaken your faith, ruin your beliefs, darken your heart, and lead a person to disrespect Allah and His Messenger, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number five, not desires for the world. Your friend should not be desirous of the world. Someone who is materialistic will sacrifice their morals and values for the wealth of this world. Dear viewers, if we sit with righteous people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will find ourselves in a good company, inshallah. This will be very beneficial in every matter. An excellent way of finding good company is to travel with Da'wat-e-Islami's Madani Qafilas and participate in the weekly Sunnah-inspired gatherings. Reflect upon your actions by filling in the Pious Deeds booklet gifted to us by Amir Ahl Sunnah, and learn how to recite the Quran by joining Madrasatul Madina for adults. The Amir Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah, hosts a Madani Muzakara session live on Madani channel every Saturday after Isha. Try your best to watch this. You can also gain knowledge by following Da'wat-e-Islami on social media platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. This will be a means of attaining good company, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to act upon this. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.